Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know what it's like when your infants, toddlers, and or even older children, and certainly your teenagers, are not sleeping well. The whole family suffers in one way or another. You know, sleep is just so important for focus, whether you're in high school, college, or really even an adult. My guest is Dr. Rachel Moon. She's a pediatrician and SIDS researcher at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, Dr. Moon. So let's start by talking about what's normal. How do you know what's normal for sleep for children as they age? Little babies, toddlers, you know, grade school kids and up in through high school.
Well, you know, that's not an easy question because it keeps changing. So what is normal for a two-week-old is different than what's normal for a two-month-old, which is different from a six-month-old and a two-year-old and on and on and on. And lots of times parents are surprised at what's normal, and they're not anticipating that what they're seeing before their eyes is actually normal.
Okay, so, you know, starting with babies, we know, you know, people try all these different things. They try, you know, the let them cry method. They try the soothing themselves method, you know, all of these things. What's a normal amount of sleep for little babies?
Well, again, it depends on the baby. So if it's a newborn, that baby should only be sleeping about 2 or 3 hours at a time before they wake up for a feed. And it isn't until a baby is probably about 3 or 4, sometimes even 5 or 6 months, before they begin to what I would call sleep through the night, which is to sleep for 5 or 6 hours at a stretch without waking up their parents. And that's because their body really needs to wake up every couple of hours because it's protective for them and for their brains, and also because they need to eat. So if you have a really young baby, like a two or four-week-old, who's sleeping for 5 or 6 hours, that's actually a baby I'm a little unhappy about and concerned about, because I'm worried that baby isn't getting what he or she needs.
Okay, and I mean, I am like the sleep police in this house. My 10-year-old and my 13-year-old both go to sleep 7:30 and 8 o'clock respectively, lights out, and or, you know, at least you are in your bed, you can maybe be reading a little bit long. I'm so adamant about that early night sleep. So as they get up into ages, Dr. Moon, 8, 9, 10, 13 even, we know that as they become teenagers, their sleep patterns definitely change. Do we have to change with them? Can we try and maintain whatever schedule we've had our kids on?
You know, it kind of depends on the family, and it kind of depends on the teenager. You know, once the kids get into high school, it's really hard for you not to have to adjust to what's going on with the teenager, because, you know, the teenager has school hours, and the school hours may be, you know, your school may start at 7:30 in the morning, or it may start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that depends. You know, does your teenager have a job? How much homework does your teenager have? So there are a lot of things that go into what time the child should wake up, what time the child should go to sleep. But we do know that teenagers in general don't get as much sleep as they need to, just because of the demands of their social lives and their school lives, and sometimes their work lives, and then, you know, what their body wants to do. So what's happening in many places is that high schools are starting earlier, and that's actually, it doesn't make sense when it comes to a teenager's body, because as they get older, they physiologically, they want to wake up later. And so when they wake up earlier, it's almost like they're constantly in this jet lag stage, and that can be problematic, particularly because then they're catching up on the weekends, and so some of these teenagers will want to stay up until midnight or 1 a.m. and then not wake up until noon, and so then on Monday they have to wake up at 6, and it's like they've traveled halfway around the world.
So what's a parent to do? Give us your best advice, Dr. Moon. on, and as we're talking about teenagers, stick with them for a minute. Your best advice on what a parent to do is about all of this, the kids getting up earlier and school starting earlier and teenagers' body clocks, keeping them up late at night. Are we supposed to try and force our teenagers to go to bed earlier? What is a parent to do?
Well, I think that you kind of need to see, you know, how your teenager is acting. If your teenager is not able to get through the day, or you know, is really having trouble with schoolwork, then you may need to impose some earlier bedtimes on the teenager. What we're seeing a lot also is that video games, TV, those kinds of things are keeping kids awake at night. And so, you know, if your child has a TV in the room, that needs to come out. There needs to be, you know, you have to shut off all the electronics 1 or 2 hours before bedtime to allow the child's brain to kind of get ready for bed. And then really important is to try to keep and this is for all ages, try to keep a consistent waking up time, because that's one of the most important things in terms of keeping your circadian rhythm in, keeping your circadian rhythm in sync. So even for teenagers, you know, I would, you know, on the weekends when they really want to sleep late, I would really encourage trying to get them up by 10 in the morning, just so that they don't struggle so much with this whole, you know, jet lag kind of syndrome every Monday morning when they go to school.
So basically you're saying your best advice is try and maintain a schedule. See how your child or teen is behaving and kind of go with your gut as far as maybe, you know, getting them to bed a little earlier, certainly cutting off video games, iPhones, iTouches, any of these kinds of things that are distractions, texting, all of those kinds of things, you know, maybe putting the kibosh on anything that isn't homework related and trying to get them into some sort of a schedule.
Right. And, you know, routine really does help, you know, a lot of, and, you know, if teenagers are almost, you know, or any child, gets into a routine, even if you have to force it on them initially, whether that be that you create a contract or a deal with your child or not, then, you know, most of them actually do appreciate that they feel better, they're doing better in school, and they tend to like routine. I think that we as parents sometimes underestimate the importance of routine in children's lives. They really do like routine, and they like to know what's coming up next. And I think that if you can create a routine around bedtime for your kids, no matter how old they or young they are, I think that that's very helpful.
I couldn't agree more, and parents need to remember who's the boss. You know, you can't let your teen say, but Mom, I have to text, I have to do this. And I know my 13-year-old son will sometimes gripe a little bit, Dr. Moon, about, oh, really, none of my friends go to bed at 8 or 8:30. But then he, you know, kind of says, okay, I'm going to bed. I think he actually really likes it. So we have to get into that schedule, and that's really good parenting advice in general.
Yes, I mean, I think that it's not just their sleep, but I think that in general, that we have to remember that we're the adults in the relationship, and, you know, your five-year-old is going to make decisions that a five-year-old would make, so they don't necessarily see the big picture. And even a 13-year-old, you know, he doesn't or she may not recognize all of the different consequences that may come up, and you may have to remind him or her of those things. But you have to remember that you are the adult in the relationship, and so as such, there's some things that you have to decide.
Absolutely. In the last 20 seconds, tell us quickly about your book and your very best advice.
My book is called Sleep, What Every Parent Needs to Know, and it's just been published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And it deals with, you know, everything from newborns to teenagers. And my very best advice is to think about what you want your life to be like in about 6 months. And this is particularly for the younger children, parents of younger children. So if you want your child to be sleeping through the night in 6 months and they're not now, maybe you need to be starting to work towards that now, because it could take up to 6 months to get there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rachel Moon. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.